You know, and then I...
Here's the kicker. Then my buddies would call me. Oh, Morgan. Oh, my God, man. We had church tonight. Got $26,000 in the offering, $150,000 this week in tithing, and boy, God's blessing. And then you go off to meetings and stuff. And here's this guy. Now I probably, this is where I'm gonna get in trouble. Here's this guy. You know, don't preach nothing. Fat meat ain't even greasy. Carnal. Brags about going to the ball games and watching R-rated movies. I was never so disillusioned all my life. I was with some of the quote-unquote big shot preachers, and brother, I could really do some damage right here. And I was a young preacher, and these guys were my heroes. And so I was at this deal. I'm embarrassed to even tell you where it's at. It's at a golf tournament, of all places. And I'm sitting there, and man, these are heroes. These are big shots, you know. And I heard one of them go, "Hey, Bo, we're going to go get the movies and go to the ball game after a while. You going with us?" And the other said, "What are you getting?" And he starts rattling off all these movies. And I'm going, I'm down here in Oklahoma trying to preach and have revival. People leaving. I don't care whether you like this kind of preaching or not. It's the truth anyhow. I was just doing it the way they told me, the way I was raised. I mean, I was preaching against things and things. My pastor showed me the book, and I said, "Man, it's in there. I see it." And I just get up and preach it, and oh my God, have mercy! And here it goes, and then stripped of this and stripped of that, and until last Saturday night. And God said, "Son, the Avenger's coming. If you'll just keep your spirit right, when I get through, when I'm finished, it's going to be a different story." I'm going to show you something here, Brother Clark, by the help of the Holy Ghost. I'm going to tell you what's fixing to happen here. I fought that old devil, people being so stingy, trying to do a work for God. I've had them get so mad at me, "You can't pastor church and be gone all the time." Well, I'm doing it. And they wanted to control. And they start putting pressure on you. And you're killing yourself. Every dime I was making, I was coming back keeping the church afloat. I was putting thousands of dollars into the church. Never, 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 never anything less than $2,000 back into it. And then you got people sitting in the church because God does bless you something, and they start, "Boy, living pretty high, aren't you? Oh, boy, oh, boy." I wouldn't even show them the books. I wouldn't even show them where in 1 month's time, without my knowledge, they borrowed out of account I had $5,000 to pay church bills. And the secretary come to me and said, "I hope you don't mind we had to borrow this." I said, "Well, whether I do or not, it's done, isn't it?" I never said one thing about it. But see, I'd set that aside. I said, "Nah, that's what I'm going on vacation on, and that's our Christmas." And they come to me the 1st of December last year and told me that. And I had to go home and say, "Honey, you know, I told you not to worry about Christmas." "Yeah. Well, don't worry about it." "Yeah." She said, "That ain't right." I said, "No, you're right. It ain't right." And boy, it looks like, are y'all still with me now? It looks like the enemy is getting the upper hand. 2 days before Christmas, one of the men in church called, said, "You gonna be home for a while?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "I'll come by there. I need to come by there for a little bit." They got behind on some tithing. And I told him one day, I said, "You got any money?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "You got enough for your tithing?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Bring me the check." He said, "I'll do that. I don't have enough." I said, "Just bring it." So they brought me the check. I said, "All right, is this your tithe?" I said, "You figured up all your back tithe." "Yeah." I said, "This is the amount." "Yeah." I said, "All right." I said, "Don't get behind on one again." I don't do that to everybody. If you're behind, you need to pay them up. Oh, God, there's that sick feeling in the pit of my stomach again. Well, I need them worse than he does. It's not that you need them worse than he does. It's that God says, "It's mine. Don't touch it." That's the bottom line. So he came up to the house, him and his wife. They walked in. I thought, "Oh, God, I wonder what's wrong. Marital problems, divorce, kids messing up, what?" He walked in and said, "Brother Morgan," he said, "when I started getting my Social Security," he said, "they misfigured it." He said, "They sent me a check the other day for $22,000. He said, "So I thought," he said, "you might could use the tithing off of it here." And he said, "Remember that $500-something that I was behind on you gave back to us?" "Yes, sir." He said, "I won't pay that back to you also." He said, "I won't give you another $500 just for a Christmas present." Anyhow. Man, I got a long ways to go and a short time to get there, so hang on here. So I just keep dealing with this, keep dealing with it. I mean, God, is it ever going to break? I mean, just about time you say, "This is it." Boy, you get pulpit church, we're... Church, we're... Boy, you almost hate to go back out there. My God told them, "This is it. We're having revival." And then we come back the next service and all hell's broke loose and it's tighter than an 8-day clock and nothing's going on. People's backsliding. I'm having fun tonight. So, I just kind of thought, we had this deal we called Harvest Fest, and so Sunday night was, last night was wanting to take an offering to kind of bought some new property, was going to pay it off and get ready to build in spring. It was going, and I kept thinking, "Boy, I need to bring somebody in real missions minded." And the Holy Ghost, I was praying, the Holy Ghost said, "Bring Jerome Bourne back in." I said, "Well, now, Lord, he's not quite what you have for one of these meetings." He said, "Who's running this church near you?" I said, "Okay, God, I'll bring Jerome Bourne back in then." So Brother Bourne comes in and he preaches. I may soon tell us because he may have to come back here and preach something. I don't know. He preaches on when God gives you a ringside seat. He said, "We've got Jehoshaphat up on the side of the mountain." He said, "Now you just sit there and praise me. Well, you praise me, you watch, because I'm fixing to bust Hyatt out here." So, man, I mean, we had... And toward the end, he starts talking about money. So I went home, and I said, "What do you think?" I said, "I think by tomorrow night, it'll be broke. Spirit." So, come back the next night. He said, "I'm going to preach against unbelief tonight." And dear God, did he ever start in on it. And he started in. And Brother Clark, I'm telling you, it was a rehearsal for the last 6 months of what I preached to the church. I had told them, there's only one thing that separates us from real apostolic revival, and that's our attitude about giving. He hauled off, he said, "There's only one thing that separates this church from apostolic revival. It's giving." See, that back in the fall, they said, "Oh, we're going to send you PSR, we're going to give you a vacation offering, all this stuff." And what are you going to do? Go up and remind them? Yeah, y'all said you're going to take an offering for him. Would you hurry and get the job done? I'm fixing to leave. And nothing materialized. I don't blame them. People get, you know, nobody wants to take the responsibility. Whatever. But it kind of bothered my wife a little bit. She said, "This is the beatenest bunch I've ever seen in my life." She said, "I'm telling you," she said, "they'd let you support them." I said, "I'm surprised they don't want you paying their utility bills." And I hate to tell it, I already paid two or three for them that week. So, I said, "Honey, there is a God in heaven." She said, "Right." I said, "God will take care of it. Just, and this is what I told her. I said, "Don't get a bad attitude about it. I said, it ain't worth being lost over." I said, "God take care of it." She said, "Okay." So, boy, born, you know how it gets when he's I feel something. Boy, he started down that center aisle. He walked up to one of them. He said, "Sir, Holy Ghost told me to challenge you." Boy, this guy's eyes got about that big. He said, "I don't even know what I'm going to challenge you over, but I'll be back." So he kept preaching. I'm fixing to hit it right here. He kept preaching. And while he's preaching, I'm sitting on the platform. The Holy Ghost said, "I'll show it to you now." Boom. And on one side to the left, I seen an old tree that was stripped, Sister Clark, barren, stripped. He said, "What I plan to do with others that would not allow me, I will strip them." And then to the right, he showed me a green tree with foliage and fruit. He said, "Now this is what I'm about to do with people that will believe me." He said, "I'm fixing to bless you, and I'm fixing to bless this church." He said, "You walk to the pulpit when he's doing decree, and if you have to, even call their names." He said, "Because I'm going to show death, and I'm going to show life." So Brother Bourne, he cuts back to it. He says, "I know what it is now." He said, "Somebody else should have done this." He said, "God dealt with you to do it." He said, "Somebody in this church was supposed to have done it, and you didn't do it." He said, "Therefore, God's going to strip you." He said, "But to you, sir," he said, "I challenge you, because if you'll do what I'm about to ask you to do," he said, "God will bless you." The guy said, "All right." He said, "Will you do it?" He said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Go buy your pastor a new car." I said, because I'm kind of thinking, this is going to get interesting. He said, "If you don't do that," he said, "go get his payment book and make the payments on his car till it's paid off." He said, "And if you will do it," he said, "sir, the Holy Ghost says he'll prosper you 100-fold. So Brother Bourne walked back and said, "You've got something to say to this church." Said, "Yes, sir." So I told him, "Brother Clark, the Holy Ghost moved through there. And I felt something go snap. And God said, I have finished it." And said, "Because they will now believe and do what I ask them to do." That's when he gave me the message. "I am now not ashamed to be called their God. And when I'm not ashamed of my people, I show myself mighty on their behalf." Seth Church, his wife walked up. My wife said, "I'm supposed to come get the payment book. Would you bring it in the morning?" My wife said, "And now I don't like stuff like that. I don't like anybody thinking they got one on me." So I wanted to go. And the Holy Ghost said, "Don't touch him. Don't touch him. Let him do it. I'm going to bless him." So his wife left. My wife walked over to me. She said, "3 years ago, when we were giving you fits, and when my husband won't leave this church, you stopped one night and said, Holy Ghost says, before it's all said and done, you'll be one of the strongest supporters of the ministry of this church." I walked in Sunday morning. There's people in this church right now that could pay you out of debt. Well, he's got plenty of money. I'm going to tell you something about Brother and Sister Clark. If they, church secretary, verify what I'm about to say, if you ever stop and put it all together, how much they've given to Austin Tabernacle, you'd shut your mouth. and not just Austin Tabernacle, but other places. I don't care whether you like it or not. And some of you, if you're not careful, I feel the same thing I felt on Monday Saturday night right here. God's going to strip you. And he's going to reach over and find him somebody else. He's going to use them because they'll believe it and do it exactly. See, God gave you a chance to do it, and you wouldn't do it. And so God said, all right, if you won't do it, that's fine. I'll strip you, I'll make you bare, but I'll find you somebody that will. Because I'm fixing to vindicate some things in this church. I walked in Sunday morning, right at 10 o'clock, and I said it from my office. And when I walked, turned the hallway there, you know what I'm talking about? The man was standing there, another man in the church. Now, you'd have to know these two men. I fought with them, and they've given me fits for years. They stand there, I thought, oh boy. So I said, come in. They said, we need to talk to you. I said, well, come in, I'm in a hurry. I said, all right. So they walked in. So the man said, Brother Morgan, I don't want to do what I said last night about your car. And the devil said, see there? I thought you said it's broke. Same old thing. You get your hopes built up, this is what happens. He said, no, sir. He said, this brother here's been talking to me about it. I thought, yeah. He said, no, sir. He said, I want you to keep that Mercury you got. He said, well, what kind of car do you want? You want a Lincoln? A Cadillac? Conversion van? What do you want? I said, why? He said, because we're going to get it for you. I want to say, not. And one of them sitting over there looked at me and said, we finally woke up and realized what you'd done for us. And this is just a small way of showing you we appreciate you. So, I said, well, you know, I got these three kids. One of them looks like he's going to grow up and be pretty good size. Of course, smallness runs in our family. I said, you know, and I don't want to. I said, I've been looking at full-size conversion vans. I said, okay. What kind do you want? I said, I don't need anything just real elaborate. I would like something nice. I said, all right. I said, I'll talk to you more about it tonight. So, got to church. He said, if you go up here at this Ford dealership, I said, in the morning, I said, there's a green van over there. What you look at? Tell me what you think about it. And I said, well, all right. So I drove over there today and got out, and the guy said, you Pastor Morgan? See, I've been expecting you. I'm supposed to show you this van. And how long I'm kind of going? I kind of felt like Peter coming out of the prison. Because I was so used to appearing like the devil was getting the upper hand about everything. He said, okay. He said, your man from the church said he'd be in about 5:30, 5:45. Said, we'll take care of everything. And so he called me and said, Brother Moore, if you don't like this, I've called up Tulsa's place up there. Go up there and look. I said, whatever. So we got the car, and I told my wife about it. I said, remember the vacation? Mm-hmm. So remember all the times? I said, God just wants you to know that when he repays, he pays with interest. Brother Clark, God wants you to know that when he pays with interest. All the times you and Sister Clark have left the church, and it looked like the devil had the upper hand, God just wants you to know that vengeance is his. It's here right now. Let's pray that God will do what he wants to do in this place tonight. Would you pray with me right now? I haven't even got to where I really want to go. But I feel a moment that we need to stop right here. Let's pray. Join someone close to you. Let's pray. Come on, let's pray the will of God be done right now. I'm telling Austin Tabernacle, the Avenger is about to arrive. La Bokoria, Shala La Bokosha. Come on, let's pray. Lift your voice and pray. Come on, you need to ask the Holy Ghost to speak to you individually. Speak to you right now. Speak to you. Speak to you. I told the church last night we got ready to take the offering. I said we owe $16,000 on the property. I said I want us to at least take that in the back of my mind. I know some of them, I know they don't have any money, and young married couples, and of course there's some there that could give it all. And I watched them people bring their offering and lay it there weeping and crying. I watched Sunday morning as God healed six people, miraculously healed them in front of the church, visible miracles, healed them. And while we was praying for the sick, young lady been coming to church her third time there, so tattered and torn by sin. We was praying for the sick, God, the family they've been bringing them. So I heard somebody talking in tongues, looked down, there she was, hands in the air, tears streaming down her cheeks, talking in tongues, magnifying God. Charismatic couple come in the service last night. She's kind of scattered and hid, but he could find out he at one time felt a call to preach. He went to a seminary. They left the service last night, told the same couple that brought the other lady, told them, said, been a lot of churches, but I've never been to something like this. He said, for the first time, I feel like I found a place. He said, we're hungry. He said, I'm hungry for what's real. And the last few weeks, I've watched God baptize people. And I've watched those empty spots start filling up. And a few weeks ago, I watched them start bringing out phone chairs. Brother Clark set them down. Sunday night, last night, I looked across there, and it was packed. And I could hear God say, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. The devil never gets by, son. He never gets by. And if you'll just keep the place open for my wrath, I'll repay. Israel, I will restore unto you the years that the cankerworm, the palmerworm, and the caterpillar have eaten. I sent them among you to eradicate, to remove things that need to be removed, but I had to take the good with it. I had to get your attention, and so after I gained it, I just want you to know that in one moment's time, I'm going to give you back the years that you lost. I feel a mighty touch of the Holy Ghost in this place right now. Every day the judge could set his watch by her. Every day he knew she'd be there. Apparently, somewhere along the lines, her adversary had taken something from her that meant value. Every day he knew at the same time she'd show it. He knew the words she would say. She'd look at him and say, sir, avenge me of my adversary. Finally, he told him, he said, I can't take it any longer. So she's wearing me out. And finally, that one day, I don't know how many years, perhaps she'd come saying the same thing, avenge me. But one day, the judge said, it's done. I'm going to give you back everything your adversary took from you. And Jesus said, if he knows how to do that, how much more shall your heavenly Father avenge his own elect, which cry unto him day and night, though he bear long with them. Oh, it's time for Austin Tabernacle to ask the Avenger to avenge. Oh, come on, follow the Holy Ghost with me right now. Woo! He said, and I'm telling you, when I do it, I'll do it speedily. Everything you lost, I'll give back to you in a moment's time. Hallelujah. Oh, what is it, disciples? Houses, lands, mothers, fathers? What is it you gave me? Tell me. What is it that you gave me? But I'll make you a promise now. I don't care what it is you've given me in this life. In this life, I'll give you back 100-fold. And we won't even talk about the next life to come. I'm not preaching something just to stir your emotions and to hype you up. I'm telling you what the Holy Ghost spoke to me a week ago Saturday night. He said, you tell them the Avenger is a-coming. You tell them to keep the way open. You tell them to keep their heart right. Don't become bitter. Don't try to vindicate themselves. Just keep a right spirit. And I'm going to walk among them. And when I walk in that place, I'm going to restore everything. There was a visitor in the service Saturday night. He walked up to me. He said, Pastor Morgan. I said, yes, sir. He said, almost 2 years ago, I met you. I said, yeah. I said, I remember. He said, when you turned and walked away from me, he said, the Holy Ghost spoke to me. He said, I'm not a spiritual man. But I knew it was God. He said, the Lord said, that man will build a building in his city. And when he starts, you are to help him. He said, I don't know the amount. He said, that's where you come in. He said, okay, how much money it is? He said, you tell me, and I'll get it for you. See, here's where you're missing it. Master, we don't have enough. I mean, we got at least 10,000 people out here, and we don't have nothing to feed them with. And find what's out here then. So they start their search, and they come back, and they said, find this little boy over here, and he's got 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And the master said, and the little boy could have said, what you need my lunch for? I thought ahead. I planned. And these other people thought it through. I'm talking to somebody in the Holy Ghost tonight. I planned my lunch. That's what he could have said. Should have brought your own. But he took, that would be the equivalent of you going to General Conference with, let's say, Big Mac, large fry, and large Coke. And God says, give it to me. And I'll feed this entire general conference with it. And you go, how? How, Master, can I feed and do so much with so little? And Jesus said, just put it in my hands. And he gave all that he had. And that's where the miracle worker took over. Because little is much when God is in it.